Hello and welcome to the fourth and final part of the four-part video series on how to configure VMware VM backups using DPM 2012 R2 UR11. Till now, we have seen how to establish a secure HTTPS communication channel between DPM and the VMware server, then create a user account with certain privileges in VMware server, and finally add a VMware server to DPM. If you haven't watched the first three videos, I would encourage you to watch them first before tuning into this video. This video will give an overview of how to protect VMware VMs with DPM. Once you have added the VMware server to DPM, you are now ready to start protection in DPM. However, before you begin protection, you need to allocate disk storage that DPM can use for short-term storage. For guidance on adding storage, see the Adding Storage to DPM link in the blog. Once you have added storage, you are ready to use the Create New Protection Group wizard to create a new protection group for the VMware VMs. For creating a new protection group, click on the Protection tab. On the Tool ribbon, click on New. In the Select Protection Group Type screen, select Servers and click Next. The Select Group Members screen, you can see the VMware server that you have added to the DPM. You can protect individual VMs as well as cascading levels of folders that contain VMs. As you can see here, once I have selected the folder named VM, all folders and VMs within this folder are automatically detected and protected. This is called the folder level protection. Once you select a folder, the member is added to the selected members list. If a VM or a folder containing a VM is already protected by another DPM server, you cannot protect it using any other DPM server. As this VM is already protected by other DPM server, this cannot be protected here to avoid duplicate backups. You can view the DPM server that protects an item by hovering over the item in the available members list. On the Select Data Protection Method screen, I will give the name Redmond DC VM Protection Group as the name of the protection group. I will also select the Online Protection option to back the data to both disk and to cloud. Now click Next, and in the Specify Short-Term Goals screen, specify your short-term recovery goals for disk-based protection. Here I'm selecting 7 as I want to retain the disk recovery points for 7 days. If you want to change the schedule when application recovery points are taken, click Modify. On the Express Full Backup tab, you can choose a new schedule for the time and days of the week when Express Full Backups are taken. I am leaving this as default value, which is set at 8 p.m. Now click Next, and on the Review Disk Allocation screen, you can review and modify the disk space allocated for these VMs. The storage pool details shows the current status of the storage pool, including total and remaining disk size. Click Next, and on the Choose Replica Creation Method screen, you can specify how the initial replication of data in the protection group will be performed. If you select to replicate over the network, we recommend you to choose an off-peak time. For large amounts of data or less than optimal network conditions, you can consider replicating the data offline using removable media. Now click Next, and on the Consistency Check option screen, you can select how you want to automate consistency checks. If you don't want to configure automatic consistency checking, you can run a manual check at any time by right-clicking the protection group in the protection area of the DPM console and select Perform Consistency Check from there. Now click Next, and on the Specify Online Protection screen, select the data sources that you want to protect. I will choose a Select All option that selects all the data sources that would be protected online. Now click Next, and on the Specify Online Backup Schedule screen, specify how often you want to take a backup from the disk backup to Azure. A recovery point is created each time a backup is taken. Click Next, and on the Specify Online Retention Policy screen, specify how long you want to retain DPM data in Azure. You can read more about backing up DPM to Azure in the link Backup DPM Workloads with Azure Backup in the blog as well. Click on Create Group to start the creation of the new protection group. In this way, we can see that once protection group is created, backups will start. This also concludes our four-part video series in helping you to configure VMware VM backups using DPM 2012 UR11. Thanks for watching.